birthday, boy.
And I love birthdays. I say keep them coming. Even though my next one's a rather traumatic milestone. I've always had good birthdays, and that's probably why I'm a well-adjusted man today. I remember one time there was this big box on the kitchen table when I came down on my birthday morning, and Dad was standing there proudly. He said, "Happy birthday, son. Here's your present."
I said, "Wow, it's a big box, Dad."
He said, "Well, open it, son." And I ripped and tore the paper, gleefully looking inside.
I said, "Gee, Dad, it looks like a tube. Did you get me a tube for my birthday?"
He said, "No, son. Sure, it looks like a tube. Actually, it's a mortar. Here, you grab the tube and I'll grab the tripod. Let's go outside." "Your wagon around?"
I said, "Yeah, Dad, it's right here."
He said, "Great, let me put the shells in the wagon."
"Okay, son, come on." "What are you doing, Dad?"
"I'm setting up the tripod, son. You see, adjust the angle. And then you take these projectiles and you put them in. And you hit this button here."
"Wow, Dad! Look at the hole you blew in the backyard!"
"Don't worry about it, son. We'll fill it with water. You could use it for a pool."
"Can I try it, Dad?"
"Sure, son, but keep in mind, the best way to use a mortar is to take advantage of additional explosive power. For example, you see those propane tanks on the back of the McAllister's house? If you aim for those, not only does the mortar go boom, but then you get the additional explosion of the propane. Watch this."
"Guess we sure surprised old Mr. McAllister."
"That's right, son. I think we really did. It's a little harder to hit a moving target, though. See that tour bus there? You've got to allow for windage, get the angle. Oh, look, he sees it.
Wow, Dad, did you see the gas tank go?"
"Sure did, son. It's what you call an anti-personnel round. And, poor woman, look at her, she's on fire."
"Jeepers, Dad. Is it the hairspray that makes it..."
"I don't know what it is, son, but it's frightening, isn't it?" "Now, a true mortar squad, son, it's a couple of guys that'll work it together. One guy points and aims, and the other one keeps putting missiles in the tube. Now, I think if we adjust just so the angle of the tube, we might be able to reach that craft fair that's going on in back of the schoolhouse."
"Golly, Dad, the craft fair?"
"That's right, son. Remember they wouldn't let you sell your frogs there? Well, boy, have we got a surprise for them. Tell you what I'll do. I'll let you aim, and every time you fire, I'll put a new one in the tube. It's what we call a barrage. A mortar barrage."
"Wow, Dad, neat! Okay, get ready to load!" "Okay, Dad, another one! Another one! That's great!"
Just then, Mom came out of the kitchen drying her hands on a towel, and I could smell the pumpkin pie as she opened the door.
She said, "Boys, there's a report of explosions and burning at the crafts fair. I wouldn't know a couple of munchkins responsible, would I?"
Dad looked at me, and I looked at him, and we said, "Oh,
no, Mom. We don't know anything about it. She said, scoot, you little muffin. You're going to be late for choir practice.
The Grease Man, DC 101.